Book one from the trilogy, A Trans Girl's Confessions. Is a trans girl always a whore? Introduction. A loved child. Has many names. A trans whore just has many stage names. I don't give a damn if this world is on fire. Let it burn. All men are fucking disgusting. My father is one of them. Constantly cheating on mom, playing her out with money and power, screaming and arguing for many years. Where I had to step in if I wasn't sitting and comforting my crying little sisters. Every fucking bastard of a sex buyer who took advantage of my body can go and burn. Anyone who exploits a boy's or girl's body for their own fucking pleasure by throwing some cash on the table should have it all made public in front of their colleagues, friends, wives, girlfriends, and children. My dad taught me that the only thing that matters in life is money, and what you are willing to do to get it. At the same time, throughout my upbringing, I have only seen a father figure who destroyed parts of his life for his family. So, let this world burn down. I don't care at all. Chapter 1. Every name was a mask, a protective shield, and a weapon for survival in a world was as often cruel and unforgiving. A loved child had many names. A trans woman who sold sex had many stage names. Every name was a mask, a protective shield, and a weapon for survival in a world that was often cruel and unforgiving. There was Allison, but there was also Autolus, Pamela, Selena, and many more. These names were not just identities, but also tools for navigating an existence filled with darkness and pain. Kista, Kung Zangan, Heselby. The names of the places flowed through Allison's consciousness like an endless stream of memories. She had been everywhere, met men of all kinds, all classes. It didn't matter where she was because the buyers always came. They were like predators following their instinct, unable to curb their desires. And her? She was their prey, an object they paid to exploit for a moment. The sex buyers eagerly came and paid for the moment before they went home to hug and kiss their children and wives. It was completely sick how many did this. In Kista, it was the well-dressed businessmen who sought something they couldn't find in their sterilized lives. They saw Allison as a quick escape from their everyday life, a dark and forbidden sanctuary where they could drop their masks. They stepped out of their shiny cars, their expensive watches glittering in the neon light from the mall, and their gazes were cold, judgmental. They saw her, but they didn't see her. She was just a body to them, a way to release the anxiety and stress that built up during their long days of fake smiles and empty promises. Kung Zangan, on the other hand, had a different type of buyer. Here, it was the family fathers who sought comfort in Allison's embrace. They came with guilt in their eyes, but their guilt did not stop them. They wanted something raw and real, something their wives couldn't give them. They all had the same story, a marriage that had lost its spark, a partner who had become more of a roommate than a lover. They looked at Allison with desperation, as if she were their last chance to feel anything at all. Heselby was a place of darkness and despair. Here came those who had fallen to the bottom of society's ladder, the broken souls that no one else wanted, those who had lost everything except their desires. They were rough, brutal, and their hands were hard against her skin. But Allison no longer felt fear. She had learned to shut down, to become an object, a doll without feelings. To them, she was nothing more than a way to forget their own misery, if only for a short while. It was strange how the place didn't really matter. It was always the same type of men who came to her, no matter where she was. They paid to exploit her body, and then they went home to their wives and children. They played their roles as loving fathers and husbands, but Allison knew the truth. She knew what they did behind closed doors, what they were willing to pay for. And it disgusted her. Allison was nothing more than an object to them, an escape from their dull lives. They didn't see her as a human being, only as a way to get relief. She was their secret, their sin. They didn't want to know her name, they didn't want to know anything about her. They just wanted her body. And when they were done, they left her like a broken toy, ready to be thrown away. They said money could buy.